Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Mi Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today? My name is Fiona Williams.
Hello, my name is Wendy Turner. I just got a message to say that to authorize $299 for something on eBay. This is unknown to me. I did not buy anything on eBay.
Let me tell you, madam, that there has been a purchase try to made of a gift card, which is $299, and your number, which is 043998521. This number has been registered with that eBay account, and someone else apart from you have been trying to make this purchase of a gift card, which is a Google Play gift card from Mountain View, California, because the billing address is Mountain View, California. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase, that's the reason you received a confirmation call whether you have placed or not, right?
Yeah, I have not placed this order.
Yes, as you haven't placed this order, so we are going to help you to get a blocking ID so you can block this order which has been placed and you can cancel that from your end because your information has been leaked out and someone from the Mountain View, California have tried to do this thing, okay? So no need to worry. I will be help you to get this canceled so no money get out and no authorized should be done, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, madam, could you just tell me the cell phone which you are using right now, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone so I can help you to get the blocking ID?
I'm not sure. It's an Optus phone.
Like, is it a smartphone you're using, right? Like a Samsung,
yeah.
Apple?
Yes, Samsung, yeah.
Okay. Do one thing, put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
You want me to put you on loudspeaker?
Yes, because I'm going to provide you with the blocking ID so I can help you to get blocked that fraudulent purchase, right? Because you haven't done it from your end. Because you are in Australia, how can you place any order from Mountain View, California, right?
Yeah,
so
why do I need to put you on loudspeaker?
Because, madam, I'm going to help you to get the blocking ID so you can go ahead and block that fraudulent purchase from your end.
Okay, but why does it need to be on loudspeaker?
Because it will be easier for you to, so you can go ahead and do it from your, are you using a headphones? Because
Because
if you don't put me on speaker, how you will walk, do it on your cell phone? Because I will be help you, right?
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that. Hang on. Okay, I can. Are you on loudspeaker now?
Now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your regular icons.
What is a home button?
Like, you can see a middle button on your screen. What exactly can you see? You can see the numbers. You can see loudspeaker. What can you see?
And mute and hide. And a red button.
Okay. Can you see a hide option? Can you see hide option?
I could, but now the screen's gone black. What do I do now?
You need to unlock your cell phone. Just press your power button and unlock your cell phone. As you do normally unlock your cell phone.
Like that, okay. Yes, I can see hard, yes.
Now you can see all of your icons on a wallpaper.
Oh, hang on. Add call, hold call, Bluetooth, speaker, mute, and keypad.
Okay. Now, on the underneath that, on the extreme bottom, can you see a home sign? A home sign or a square button on your middle of your screen on the extreme bottom or a physical
yeah.
button on your... Okay. You
yeah,
can press on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Now you can see your home screen.
Yes.
Now over there, just all of your application, look all of your application. There will be an Play Store, application called Play Store.
Application called what?
Play Store. It will be PlayStore. Play Store.
Play Store, yes. Want me to press that?
Yes, you need to open that app.
Okay.
Now, on the extreme top, can you see anything say search for apps and games with a magnifying glass?
Yes. Do you want me to press that?
Yes. Give a tap on it and type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
Then give a space, then type A as an apple, N for November, Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Then D as in David. Then E as in Edward. Then S as in sugar. Then K as in kingdom. Now, can you just confirm me, madam, what did you type in there?
It looks like A-N-Y-D-C-E-S-K.
No, no. It you have typed it wrong. It will be A N Y D for David, then E as in Edward, E as in Edward, then S as in sugar, then K as in kingdom.
Well, I've got an extra letter in there.
Just remove that.
Yeah.
Just remove that. Make
all
it
right, empty. I have any desk. Yeah.
Yes, and what can you see? What are the options you can see? Give a click on search, and what are the options you can see?
Any desk, remote desktop, eBay,
yes, give a tap on any desk, remote desktop, the first option. This application will be help you to generate the blocking ID from the eBay headquarters, okay? So you can cancel the block and fraudulent activities, okay? So give a tap on install or give a tap on any desk remote desktop first.
Now you want me to press install?
Yes, give a tap on install, and if you see open, just do let me know, right?
If I say what?
Did you press on install, madam?
Yes, I did.
Now if you see open, open, can you see open?
Yes, I can see open. Open,
you'll be
open.
Yes, give a tap on open.
Yeah, nothing's happening.
What can you see? Open, cancel, open. Can you see anything is getting installed? Open.
I don't know. I pressed open and I can see things suggested for me.
Yes, can you see anything? What are the agreement, privacy statement, agree and continue? These are the security things. You need to press on agree and continue.
I can't see agree anywhere.
What exactly can you see, madam?
Any desktop, remote desktop, open and uninstall.
Yeah, give a tap on open.
Yeah, well, I did it lots of times. Nothing. Now it's changed. Now, privacy statement.
It will be Yes. Give a tap on agree and continue. The internet is running some slow, so it takes some time, right?
Yeah. Now, privacy statement.
Yeah. Now, can you see agree, continue? Give a tap on it.
I can say okay.
Okay, give a tap on okay.
Yeah. Plug in a variable. For controlling this device remotely, a plug-in is required.
Now, can you see, no, no. Yeah, can you see cancel? Give a tap on cancel.
Yeah.
Now, can you see anything saying a blue area? Touch anywhere outside the blue area, madam, for 3 times, okay?
I don't know what you said. I can see a blue area?
Yeah, yes. You need to touch outside the blue area for 3 times. Touch outside the blue area for 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can you see over there your address and the numbers?
Yes.
Yes. You need to confirm me with this number. This is your cancellation blocking ID number. So you need to confirm me with this number.
I need to what this number?
You need to confirm me. You need to tell me this number, okay?
What's that word you're saying? It sounds like confirm.
You need to tell me this number. You need to tell me this number.
884-503-953.
Okay. Now, underneath that, can you see anything say set password or anything like that?
No, remote address. Oh, you set password, yes?
Yes, you need to give a tap on set password, okay? Did you tap on set password, madam?
I did. I'm not happy with what I'm reading.
No, no. Let me tell you. This application, this is the, we are trying to block that fraudulent thing, right? This is a security thing we are trying to help you with, right? So you can block that fraudulent purchase which has been tried to me, okay? So just give me a moment, okay? We are just trying to verify this for you so we can help you to get blocked each and everything, okay?
Yeah.
So, now, what exactly can you see on your screen, madam?
Always show incoming session requests.
Okay. Now, can you see anything says permission, permission profile or anything like that?
What was that word you said? It sounded like permission. What is the word?
Can you see anything says permission profile? Permission or permission profile?
Oh, you mean permission?
Yes.
Not permission.
Okay, just do one thing, madam. Just hold on a moment, right? I'm going to transfer this call to one of my senior executive, right? He is going to help you out to get this block, the things, okay? Just bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, ma'am. This call has been transferred to the senior technician on the floor. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing fine. What country are you in?
Ma'am, we are based at 45 Market Street, Melbourne, Victoria. All right. We are
okay,
calling from the headquarters of eBay, yes. So, ma'am,
why can't I just contact eBay and say,
ma'am,
stop this person?
Let me tell you, ma'am, we are from the eBay. We are calling you from the headquarters of eBay, all right. And this is an automatic call. Like, after this call get hung up, you will get charged. So we don't want that because you haven't made that order. Am I correct? This order has been made by somebody else. They are the online
offers. Okay.
So,
well, let's continue.
Yeah, so what can you see on the mobile screen? Just tell me, ma'am, what can you see on the mobile screen?
I can see interactive access and another heading, permissions.
Yeah, and just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option over there like permission profile. Do you see anything like permission profile?
Permission what?
Permission profile.
I can't understand what you're saying after permission.
It will be... Hello, now you can hear me, ma'am?
Pardon?
Now you can hear me clearly?
No, you're very, very distorted.
Right.
And saying it loud, it does not help.
All right. So just scroll down the page a little bit. Do you see anything like permission profile? Permission profile?
Oh, yes, I can see permission profile. Yes.
Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now do you see any option over there like full access?
Full access? You want me to press that?
Yeah, just give a click on full access.
Yeah.
And now what option do you see, ma'am? Do you see in the second box there will be enable unattended access with the checkbox? Do you see that?
Enable unattended access?
Yes. Just give a tick mark on the box and I'm asking for a password. Am I correct?
Yes.
All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type E as in English letter E.
Was that E for egg?
Yes. E.
Yeah, go on.
Then B for Bravo, letter B.
Yeah.
Then A as in Apple, letter A.
Did you just say Apple, A for Apple?
Yes.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah, Y.
Then don't give a space. All will be in one word, okay? Type number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
9.
What was after 8?
After 8, it will be 9. Number 9.
Okay.
Then number 0.
Okay.
Just give a click on OK.
Yep.
And now what option do you see?
I see profile full access, profile enabled unattended
just wait.
Access.
Yes. Just wait. Permission. I just see on that page. And just do one thing, ma'am. You just be handy with a pen and paper. I'm going to provide you cancellation ID for you. Just be handy with a pen and paper.
Yes.
Yeah. And now this number, 884.
88 what? 88? I've got 88. What's after 88? Are you still there? Are you there?
Just give me a moment, madam. Just give me a moment, right? My senior is speaking to my senior technician. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes,
ma'am. Just give me a moment. My senior is speaking to my technicians out there for your security reasons. Just give
hello.
Me a moment.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, hello. Are you back again?
Yeah, I'm back again, ma'am. I'm back again. Now, what can you see on the screen?
Oh, we were up to 88, weren't we?
Yes. It will be 884.
503-953. Okay.
8-8-4-5-0-3-9-5-3. Yes. And now,
yep.
And ma'am, apart, just confirm me one thing, ma'am. Like, apart from this phone, like, do you have any computer or any laptop with you?
Yeah, but why do you want those as well? I'm getting very suspicious.
Don't need to be suspicious, ma'am. Don't need to be suspicious, okay? There are some online hackers over there, so we have to block them. So once you will get to see any option like start now, just give a click on start now. Just give a click on start now. Do you see an option? Yeah, just give a click on start now, ma'am. Just give a click on start now.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up. Bye.
What happened, ma'am? Hello?
No, go away.
Just wait, ma'am. Just wait. I'm going to explain you once again what is happening. It's a case of online fraud. Do you got it, ma'am? There are some
I got a warning in the lyric saying you're about to hand over your whole control.
Ma'am, just wait. At the moment, your internet IP address is connected with those hackers. So we are going to distract those hackers. For that, you are getting this space security warning on the page. So no need to be worried about anything, all right? No need to be worried about anything. So once you will get... Hello?
I'm sorry, I feel too threatened at the moment.
Definitely not, ma'am. It's not for you. It's for distracting those hackers. It's for distracting those hackers. Once you just give a click on start now, you will get to see that eBay Secure Server is connected with you, all right? So no need to be worried, ma'am. So once you will get...
Why can't I speak to someone who speaks Australian? Where are you all from?
Ma'am, we are from the Sydney, ma'am. All right. Our hometown is on the Sydney, so no need to be worried, ma'am. So once you will get to see start now, just give a click on start now. All right.
I don't know where we're up to now. I've got AnyDesk Remote Desktop open again.
And now do you see any option come up like start now?
No option like that comes up.
All right. And do you see that 9-digit number?
I have it on my paper.
No, you just open up on your phone the red color application AnyDesk. Just open it up.
I've got AnyDesk Remote Desktop app on AnyDesk software.
Yeah, open up that AnyDesk Remote Desktop shop which you have downloaded. Just open it up. It will be a red color application named capital A. It will be two diamond logo on that, AnyDesk.
I don't understand. Go away.
What happened, ma'am? Hello?
Go away.
Ma'am, we are trying to help you out, ma'am. All
right. No, you're not.
What? Yes, we are.
No, you're
ma'am.
Not.
All right, ma'am. Then $1,000 will be charged for the online gift card. All right. So nobody will be able to give you back the refund of that. We are trying to cancel the order. We are going to refund you back $1,000 which has been charged.
It wasn't that much when we first started. It was $199 or something.
Yes. Those hackers have tried to buy those gift cards 3 to 4 times, ma'am. So that's the reason we are like sending this security warning to distract those hackers. So you don't have to be worried about anything now. You just tell me what can you see on the mobile screen. Just tell me just what can you see.
AnyDesk Remote Desktop, uninstall, open.
Just give a click on open.
Control my device's keyboard and mouse. I feel really nervous about that.
Just give a click on cancel. Yep. Just give a click on cancel. Simply give a click on cancel.
Well, where's cancel?
Do you see anything like okay?
I can see a box that's been ticked. All the boxes are ticked. Allow to record session, channels, request system.
Yeah, just give a click on the positive option, ma'am. Just give a click on the positive option. Okay or allow, just give a click on that.
All I can see is close.
Just give a click on close.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
Default screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
All right. That's right. And now you will get to see that security warning once again. It's for distracting those hackers. All right. So you just give a click on start now. You just give a click on start now. Do you see any option start now?
Yes.
And now just wait. Now do you see any option over there like close?
Close, yep.
Yeah, just give a click on close.
Yeah, I did.
And now in the left hand side top corner of your screen, do you see a back option over there?
Yeah.
Just give a click on the back option. And now just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen, ma'am.
What's the home button? Is that down the bottom?
Yes, you're right. Just press the home button and come back to the normal home screen.
Yes.
And now you just open up your Google, ma'am. Just open up your Google on your phone. I'm going to show you something, open up your Google.
I never use internet on my phone.
I'm going to help you out. Just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top. You will get to see an app over there, Google. It will be Google. Google or Google Chrome.
Google.
Open it up. Open it up.
What do I press? Google or Chrome or the plus sign?
Google.
Google. Okay.
Yes.
Now I can see an American footballer.
All right. And now in the top, do you see a search panel over there? There will be a search bar. Just give a click on that. Do you see search?
Yeah.
Just type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
Sorry, say that again. What was it? M?
Yes, M.
Yeah.
Then letter Y, Y as in yellow, Y.
My.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one, put one.
Then did you say, one, what did you mean?
Oh, yeah, it will be number one. Then letter P. Letter P, P as in Peter.
Yeah.
And now do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location, California? Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now, ma'am, do you see in a blue color, it is written, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN.
Yeah.
Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now, do you see your IP address, ma'am? This is the IP address. I'm going to verify you that it is 49.197.66.
Yeah.
249. Am I correct, ma'am?
No.
It will be 49.197.66.245. Am I correct?
No, it's not correct.
All right. And just top of that, ma'am, do you see your status? In a black box, it will show your status. Do you see that?
No, I don't see anything that says your status.
All right, just give a good look on your mobile phone, ma'am. In the black.
Oh, yes, no status, unprotected.
Yes.
And the number you gave, it had one wrong digit in it.
Yeah, this is it. This is the thing, ma'am. This is the IP address which those hackers are trying to be from the overseas. All right, they are using your Optus internet for this kind of illegal activities. So whatever thing you do, ma'am, over the phone, it is not safe. Those hackers have got the access on that. So first of all, you just do one thing. You just press the home button and come back to your normal home screen. Just press the button.
You were aware that the numbers weren't right?
Yes. You just press the home button and come back to the normal home screen and open up your open up your email. And check that. Do you got any?
I don't use email on this bloody phone. I'd never use it.
Just try to do it, ma'am. Just try to do it. No.
How do I do that?
All right. Just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top. And now do you see a Google? Yeah. Do you see a Google folder over there?
I see Google. Will that do?
Yeah. Just give a click on that. And now. And now do you see anything like Gmail? Any option Gmail? The logo will.
Option.
Be
Gmail.
Yeah. Open it up.
Yeah.
And now just check, ma'am. Do you see any suspicious mail today? On the today's mail, do you see any suspicious mail? Just check.
Heavy drafts. Christina. Committee. Donna. Alan. Ralph, Eddie, Hannah, Ralph, Scott, Paul.
And you won't able to see any mail over there, am I correct?
Can't say what?
Do you see any mail from the eBay?
From eBay? This is 2020.
Oh,
and 19.
Goodness. Oh my goodness, ma'am. Those hackers have deleted the mail as well. So now, ma'am, we can see there are 4 to 5 charges, all right, on your account for this online gift card. So I believe you do online banking on this mobile phone sometimes to check your bank statement?
No, I never use my mobile for my bank.
Oh, so basically in which device you use your banking, like in which device you use your statements and all?
Computer.
You do it on your computer. All right.
Yes.
So just do one thing, ma'am. You just be in front of your computer, okay? We have to connect your computer with the secure server as well so that we can block all the hackers from your each and every device. So just be in front of your computer. Just turn on the computer.
Can you understand why I feel very fearful?
Definitely no need to get suspicious, ma'am. We are trying to help you out, all right? We are not from the XYZ company, ma'am. We are the technician of eBay. So just take your time and turn on your computer, ma'am. All right. Take
yes,
your time and
it's on.
Yes. And the device.
It doesn't help.
All right. And it's a Windows device?
Pardon?
It's a Windows computer?
I'm sorry. All I can hear is computer.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, it's a Windows computer or it's an Apple Mac?
Oh, you want to know what sort of computer it is? It's not an Apple. It's a computer. I don't know.
All right. So once your computer turn on, open up the Google Chrome on the computer. Do you
okay.
have a Google? Yes.
Yes. If you talk more loudly, it gets more distorted.
All right. I'm very sorry, ma'am. Today my health is not well. That's why my voice is very much louder. All right.
Now, you don't have to yell. That will harm your health anyway. Speak softly and I will understand you.
All right. So, your computer...
That's much better.
Your computer...
Yes, Google is open.
All right.
All right, Google's open.
All right. Type on the search panel www.
Yeah.
Then anydesk.com. ANYDESK.com.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on search, hit the enter button. And now do you see any option over there like download now? Do you see any option download now?
Yeah.
Just give a click on download now.
Yes, I did.
And now it's showing you to download now once again, or in the left hand side down bottom corner of file it's downloading, anydesk.exe file.
Anydesk.exe. What do you want me to do with that?
Yeah. It's downloaded or still downloading? Just check.
I don't know.
Just try to give a double click on that anydesk.exe.
I've got an email thing open. I don't want that open, do I? Anydesk.
No. Do you see it in
that
the
was the what?
No, it's not that. In the left-hand side of your screen, in the left-hand side down bottom corner, do you see anydesk.exe?
No.
All right. You just do one thing, ma'am. In the left-hand side down bottom of your keyboard, do you see the CTRL button, the control button? The control button?
I don't know what I'm doing. I know it says continue with my anydesk one. Is that what I want to do?
Yes. Just give a click on that. And now what is showing it to you?
Oh, hang on. All right. Login. User. Password.
Oh, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just close down this thing, okay? You just close down this page and open up the Google. Yeah. Open up the Google Chrome once again. Open up the Google Chrome. Yes. Open up the Google Chrome once again.
Yep.
And now just type it over there, www.anydesk.com, once again.
Yeah.
And now it's showing you download now. Do you see any option over download now?
Yeah.
Just give a click on that.
Now, your remote desktop software for Windows.
Yes. And now yes, and now do you see in the top, in the left-hand side down corner, there is anydesk.exe file it's downloading. Just, do you see that? Anydesk.exe file?
I'm not quite sure what you said. Anydesk what?
Anydesk.exe. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am?
No, I can't find what you said.
All right. No need to worry now. So have you clicked on download now?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Do you want download Anydesk free for personal use?
Yes. Just give a click on
all
that.
All right.
And now what is going into you?
Nothing yet. Oh, here I am. Anydesk. Download Anydesk free for personal use. You don't need to provide contact in download now.
Just give a click on download now. Just give a click on download now.
Yeah.
And now what is showing it to you, ma'am?
All platforms, all devices. Download now.
Yeah, just give a click on download now once again.
Yeah.
And now do you see in the left-hand side down bottom corner, there is an anydesk.exe file it's downloading. It will be in the left-hand side down bottom corner. Just check.
Yeah, https://anydesk.com/downloads/windows?winx, is that it?
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Really?
All right. And now do you see any option like yes or okay? Just give a click on that.
No, I don't.
All right, and now do you see any 9-digit number, your ID or anything like that?
Your ID?
What is showing it to you? Just tell me what is showing it to you.
I've got a box that's showing me a whole lot of files. I closed that. Now I can see at the top Anydesk, White Anydesk Solution Services Company, buy now, download again, Windows.
You just give a click on download again. Just give a click on download again. And now what is showing it to you?
It gives me my files.
All right. It's showing you your files. All right. So you have to select the Anydesk. You just check there will be Anydesk.
In the little blue thing at the bottom.
Yes, it will be a red color application. Yeah, anydesk.exe. Just check.
Well, it's not red, and it's in the file name, anydesk.exe.
Yeah, just give a double click on that.
Nothing happens, it just goes blue. Do you want me to press save or something?
Yeah, just give a click on save.
Okay.
And now what is showing it to you?
Back to the same screen, all platforms, all devices, my Anydesk,
private information. And now, ma'am, just give a good look on your keyboard, okay? Do you see the CTRL button on the keyboard, the control button?
The control button?
Yes.
Yeah?
Just press the control button and at the same time press letter J. J as in Joker, letter J. Control and letter J. Yes. And now you're on to the download page?
Yes.
And now do you see over there anydesk.exe in the top, a red color anydesk.exe?
Yeah, there's a red thing beside it.
Just give a double click on that anydesk.exe. Just give a double click on that. And now what is showing it to you?
It's coming. Wait. I can say, what's new in Anydesk 7.1? Install Anydesk.
All right. Do you see the 9-digit number, your address?
No.
Just talk of that. What is what's new in AnyDesk 7.1? Do you see anything like your address? There will be a 9-digit number.
I can see AnyDesk 7.1 question mark. Install AnyDesk list device.
And just up of that. And just up of that, do you see your address? Anything like your address?
Oh, at the very top. Yes, I do see that.
Yeah, just tell me that number.
Shouldn't you be telling me?
Yeah, you just tell me that number, ma'am. We have to activate this code for the cancellation. Just tell me that number.
356-136-850.
All right. And just right off that, do you see a lock option over there? There will be a black color lock option. Do you see that?
Oh, where will that be?
Just right beside that number. Just right beside that number, there will be a black color lock option.
Oh, yes. A tag lock.
Yes, yeah. Just give a click on that lock.
Yeah.
And now put the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. All right. Type.
Yeah.
E as in English letter E.
Yep.
B as in Bravo letter B.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow. You have written EB, am I correct?
Yes, I've got EBY, but no A.
Alright, so you have, you just do one thing, you just erase it. Just type it from the beginning, EB. Just erase everything, just type it from the beginning letter E. E for English, then B for Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
Then A for Apple, letter A.
Yes.
Then Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then don't give a space, all will be in one word. Type number 7.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
Number 9.
Yep.
Number 0.
Yep.
Then number 5.
Yep.
Then confirm the password in beneath.
Oh, it was eBay. And what were the numbers? 7, 8.
9. 7, 8, 9.
No.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9. Have you written that? Then 0, 5. Then 0, 5.
Oh, okay.
And now do you see anything like apply?
Apply, yeah. You want me to press that?
Yeah, just give a click on apply.
Yeah.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
Interactive access, set password, clear all tokens, set password, permission file, security warning.
Yeah, we are going to activate this code, so no need to be worried, ma'am. And now you just do one thing, ma'am. In the left-hand side top corner, do you see anything like new sessions? On your screen, do you see anything like new sessions?
Yes.
Just give a click on new. Yeah, just give a click on new sessions. And now, do you see anything like install AnyDesk? Just give a click on install AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, do you see anything like accept and install? Just give a click on accept and install.
Yeah.
And now, do you see any positive option like yes, yes or okay? Just give a click on yes or okay.
Yes.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
AnyDesk, showing folder, Father Christmas, showing folder.
Yeah, just give a click on install. Just give a click on install or allow.
Welcome to AnyDesk, Discover version 7.
All right, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just open up the AnyDesk.
How do you open it? I can say welcome to AnyDesk. Is that open?
All right, in the left-hand side down bottom, ma'am, in the down bottom of your screen, do you see the red color AnyDesk? There will be two white diamond logo over there, AnyDesk. Do you see that?
That diamond?
Yes. And now
AnyDesk.
Yes, and now you just do one thing, ma'am, just wait. And now you just do one thing, ma'am. You just open up your Google Chrome on your device. Open up the Google Chrome.
So I don't have to click anything there?
No, you just minimize this AnyDesk page and open up the Google Chrome. and simply log into your log into your online banking and just check, do you see any fraudulent charge by those hackers or not? It might be of $10 or $20. Just go and check.
I'll check that later. I'm not opening my bank account online with you.
Ma'am, no, but you are connected with the auto virtual machine of the eBay. You are connected with the secure server, not with me or anyone. You are just doing this for your own safety, ma'am. You just go and
check
that. Yeah, do you see any fraudulent charge or not? And do let me know. All right.
If I put my bank password in it, you're going to see it, aren't you?
Definitely not, ma'am. Nobody can see your device, ma'am. You are just connected with the secure server. I'm asking you again and again, what can you see on your screen? This means I won't be able to see anything, ma'am. Nobody is going to see anything. You are connected with the secure server. All right. So you just go and check, and if you will get to see any fraudulent statement, please do let me know. All right, I'm in line with you. Just go and check.
Okay.
Yes, just go and check.
Yeah.
And once you are done, do let me know. Just go and check each and every account of yours. But do you see any fraudulent charge between 3 days or not? And you are doing it on the computer? On the
No, I'm not.
You are in which device you are doing it?
Why do I have to tell you that?
Oh my goodness. Ma'am, nobody is able to see your screen, ma'am. You are connected with the secure server. We are trying to help you out. All right, those hackers are connected with your IP address right now. I've already shown you each and everything. So you just do one thing, ma'am. You just come in front of your computer. You just come in front of your computer.
I'm in front of my computer.
Yes. And now you just do one thing. You just open up your Google. You just open up a fresh page on the Google. Just open up a new fresh page of the Google Chrome. Open up a new fresh page.
Yeah.
Open up a new fresh page of the Google Chrome.
Open up what?
Open up the Google Chrome.
Open up the Google Chrome. Yeah, you told me to do that.
Yeah, open it up. Open it up.
Yeah.
And now in the top, do you see a plus sign over there? There will be a plus sign in the top to open up a new
plus
page.
Sign. Yeah, I can see a plus sign. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now just type it over there. Letter V, V as in Victor, letter V.
Type in what?
Letter V, V as in Victor, letter V.
Why do you want me to? Yeah, okay.
Then letter A as in Alpha, letter A. Then L as in Lima, letter L.
I've got Valentine's Day, you don't want that, do you know? V-A-L, yeah?
Then I as in Indigo, letter I.
Yeah.
Then D as in Doctor, letter D.
Yeah.
Then A as in Apple, letter A.
Yeah.
Do you see any option come up like validator?
Validate and validator, yeah?
Yeah, just give a click on validator.
Yeah.
And now, do you see any option come up like the W3C Markov Validation Service? W3C Markov Validation, yes.
Oh, yes.
Just give a click on that. And ma'am, have you before been on this page?
No.
All right, so let me explain to you, ma'am, what is this? This page has been designed by our Australian government bank to check all our customers' identity is safe at the moment or not. Like whatever activities you do on the internet, it is safe at the moment or not. So I believe you do emails on this computer.
Yes, I do.
So just type it over there, www. You see there will be an address bar over there. There will be a long address bar. email.com.
I said www.email.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Now just give a click on check. Do you see any option like check?
Yeah. Just press on check.
Yes. And now, ma'am, you will get to see if your email is safe right now, it will show you safe. And now what can you see? Does it showing you some kind of errors and warning report, or is showing you safe?
Showing results, check input, insert trailing slash on void elements has now effect and interacts badly with unquoted.
Do you see something like error?
Yes, error, bad values or attributes.
Oh my goodness, this means, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your email. So just scroll down the page, just go to the bottom and just check how many times those hackers have attempted to log into your email. Just go to the bottom. How many times they have tried?
About 7.
Oh my goodness. So this means, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your mail. They have got the access onto your mail and they are just using your email for this kind of fraud activities. So you just do one thing, ma'am. We have to secure your email as well. You just open up your email and just check that do you see any suspicious mail over there or not from the eBay or any other website, anything like that. Just go and check.
Okay, I'll open up my email. Is that what you want me to do?
Open up your email and don't close down anything. All right. Open up your email and just check.
I did close a few things down just because it was getting crowded.
Yes. So anyhow, those hackers, ma'am, have got the access onto your IP address, all right, and they are just doing this kind of illegal activities. So just go and check that. Do you see any suspicious mail or not?
No.
All right. You won't get to see any suspicious mail, am I correct? This means those hackers have deleted the mail or they have got the access onto your email right now. So we have to secure your email as well. So you just do one thing. You just go back to that validator page. Have you closed down that page?
I've got welcome to AnyDesk 7.1.
Just open up the Google Chrome once again.
Google Chrome, where is it? There we go.
Oh my goodness, yes. I believe you have closed down each and everything, all right?
Most things, yes.
Yeah, so just type it on the search panel validator once again.
Validator.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on that W3C Markov validation service. Just give a click on that.
Validation service, yes.
Yes. And apart from this email, ma'am, those hackers have charged that amount 3 to 4 times. So you just do one thing. Just type it over there, Just don't tell me anything over the phone, ma'am. Just type the name of your bank, .com, then just type the name of your bank, then com.au, and then check. And you have to put the full name, okay, of your bank.
Yes,
ma'am.
Right.
And now do you see something? And now it's showing you safe, or you can see again that info and errors, warnings, you can see.
Info, warning, error.
You just scroll down the page and go to the bottom of the page and just check how many times those hackers have attempted to log into your online banking. And you never share any kind of personal details to anyone. Am I correct?
Yes.
They use the IP address for this kind of fraudulent things, ma'am. So we have to block those hackers right now. So how many numbers of errors and warnings you can see, ma'am?
At least 16.
Oh my goodness. So now you can see, ma'am, those hackers have attempted to log into your online banking this much time, and your online banking is not safe anymore. So you just do one thing. You just simply log into your online banking from your end and just check, do you see any fraudulent statement which those hackers have done it or not? It might be of $1 or $10,
No, there's nothing.
You just go and log into your online banking on and just check.
I did 2 minutes ago on my other device.
You won't able to get to see that on that device because, ma'am, that is not connected with the secure server. Those hackers use the dark web, so they will hide each and everything. But once you connect it with our secure server, ma'am, you will get to see each and every federal charge which those hackers have done it. So you just go and...
Well, I can telephone my bank and ask them to have a look for me.
You do, ma'am, at the moment, those hackers might get, like, they can hear you, they can, like, trace your call as well, like, they can listen to your call, but you are connected with the secure line, so nobody will get access to anything of yours. So you just simply go and log into your online banking on this computer and just check the statements. That's it, ma'am. All right, if you will get to see any...
How can that be different from my iPad?
Ma'am, because that iPad is not safe anywhere, like it is not connected with the secure server right now, all right? So on that iPad, it will be showing you hidden. The charges will be hidden, which those hackers have done it. But on the computer, you will get to see that fraud charges. So just go and log into your online banking on this computer, ma'am. And just check, do you see any fraudulent charge over there or not? Just open up your Google Chrome and just do it, ma'am. I'm in line with you. And once you're done, do let me know. If you will get to see any federal charge on this account, please do let me know.
You can understand my hesitation.
I can understand it, ma'am, but you can know that, like, at the moment, those hackers have got the access onto that. So we have to block them. All right. You just do one. Have you logged into your online banking now?
Yes.
All right. And have you checked all the statements, or you are checking it on this computer?
Yes, I'm on this computer. Now, what am I looking for?
You just open up the Google Chrome. You just open up the Google Chrome. First of all, you just open up the Google Chrome.
I'm just not into my account yet.
You just log in from the Google Chrome, okay? Just try to log in from the Google Chrome.
Just a minute.
Just try to log in from the Google Chrome, yes. Just open up the Google Chrome.
Just a minute. Someone's at the door. I'll cancel the line.
All right. Just try to log in from the from the Google Chrome, okay? And do let me know if you will get to see any fraud charges over there or not.
I'll check that later, because I am too nervous to log into my account with you there.
Ma'am, if I would be the hacker, ma'am, I can easily steal each and every data of yours. But we are trying to help you out, ma'am. We are trying to block those hackers. You can see that this much time those hackers have tried to log into your online banking. But if you will check the statements from the iPad, you won't able to get to see any federal statement over there because it is not connected with the secure server, right? So at the moment, just go and check all the statements through this Google Chrome on the computer, ma'am. All right. Just take your time and do it. We are not,
I'm not going to log into my bank with you there. I'm not going to do that.
Ma'am, nobody is here. Nobody can see your devices, ma'am. You are just doing it as your own. All right.
Can't you see why I'm nervous?
Ma'am, I can understand that you're nervous, so don't be nervous, ma'am. We are trying to help you out. All right. We are going to block those hackers right now. And you just tell me one thing, ma'am. From the beginning of the call, have I asked any kind of personal details of yours? Have I asked anything to you, ma'am? Just tell me.
No, but you're getting that, I'm sure.
Certainly not, ma'am. Nobody is seeing anything of yours. You are connected with the secure server of eBay. You are connected with the secure server of the company. All right. So if you will get to see any fraudulent charge, please do let me know. Just go and log into your online banking, ma'am, and just check all the statements. I'm in line with you. When you are done, do let me know. Just take your time and do it, ma'am. Yeah, just do it from the Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge. Anything. All right. And don't tell me anything over the call, ma'am. Don't tell any of your information. Once you are done, once you check the statement, do let me know. And you, and apart from you, ma'am, anybody use this computer or like mobile or iPad, anything like that?
No, nobody else.
All right. Once you log into your online bank, you just go and
I just got a security warning from Avast that says hackers can see what we're doing online.
Definitely not, ma'am. Definitely not. Just give a click on close.
Your network is not protected when you shop online. Your privacy is vulnerable. Your location is exposed.
It is showing you because, ma'am, just give a click on close, I'm going to explain you. Because those hackers are connected with your line. So that's the reason you're getting this kind of security warning. So this is the thing I was trying to tell you, ma'am. All right. So no need to be worried. We're going to block them. Yes. Take your time and log into your online banking. And just go and check each and every statement of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge over there, please do let me know, all right? It might be of $10 or $15, anything like that. Just go and check. And ma'am, it might be possible that, like, just go and check for the, like, last 3 months or 2 months. Just go and check. You will just check that any amount has been deducted which you haven't made, anything like that. Like, it might be of $2 or $10 or anything like that. And ma'am, you have only one bank or you have more than one bank?
Just one.
All right. And once you are done, ma'am, do let me know. All right. Just check each and everything. Just go and check. Check one by one, each and everything. And you have only one bank, am I correct, ma'am? Like apart from this, you don't do any other, you don't deal with any other bank.
No, I do not. You've asked me that before.
And ma'am, now you just do one thing, ma'am. You just. You just do one thing, ma'am. You just simply log out from your online banking, okay? First of all, you just simply log out from your online banking. You just simply log out.
What did you say?
You just simply log out from your online banking. Just simply log out.
Yeah.
Just close
There's
your
nothing there.
Yeah. It is
nothing unusual.
All right. It is hidden at the moment, ma'am. You can see, like, those security warnings are coming up again and again from the Avast secure server, like your security protection. They are also
one
to the secure. Yes. So this means, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your internet line, so that's why your security protection is also like showing you. It's those hackers are be, like in, they're onto your internet line. So you just simply minimize each and everything. And you just come back to your mobile phone, okay? And open up the settings on the mobile phone. Open up the settings. Just leave your computer as it is. Just leave your computer as it is and come back to your mobile phone. And open up the settings on that.
Open up what settings?
Yeah, open up the normal mobile settings. Open up the mobile settings.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, just open up the settings.
I did. I have. Come on.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
Oh, you mean?
All right. We are
okay. Yes.
Yes.
Now what?
And now, ma'am, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transferring this call to my senior manager on this floor, who is going to help you out to block these hackers. All right. So just wait. Let me transfer this call to him. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm very frustrated, yeah?
Like, why you're getting frustrated, ma'am? Can you just tell me?
Because I keep speaking to people who are obviously not English-speaking Australians, telling me to open up my bank and telling me to open up my computer, and I'm very suspicious about it all.
Ma'am. The thing is that you are not either an English person. The thing is that that doesn't mean that if a non-English people are not able to work on a company, all right? Like I'm
yes, I understand
Christian,
that.
Yeah. I'm a Christian guy who is just working in behalf of the NCA department for the anti-fraud department from the last 4 or 5 years, all right? Now, the thing is that, let me make you understand one thing, that somebody is trying to stealing your information and try to do some illegal activities with it, okay? And that is the main problem, that your informations are being stolen by someone. So what we need to
okay.
do is to, we need to provide
Before you go on, who is the leader of the opposition in Parliament?
Sorry?
Who is the leader of the opposition in Parliament?
Ma'am, you need to understand that. We are on the recorded line. We are not able to giving you these kinds of things over the line. This is the security line. This is not my personal information. Or this is not the personal
yeah.
line where you are just confirming about the parliament details or about the metro station information or nearby cafe, these kinds of things. You need to understand that. If you want to get secure the things, that's your choice. If you don't want, if you want to get locked your account, I'll just simply notify the bank, the headquarters. They will just log your account and you need to go to the branch and you need to just giving them all the information about the illegal things, why your information has been used in the different platforms. And once you are going to face the problem, because the thing is that once any illegal transaction will be active onto your account because you have not seen those things, we have just put the red flag onto those transactions. Once we remove the red flag, it will be coming up onto your account. And what will happen, the bank will notice all the illegal transactions and they are going to lock your account, lock your card, and you will get to visit on the branch and they will just put you on the investigation team. And that will be very ungrateful for you because you have not done anything and you are going to mess up inside those things. So that is the thing you need to understand that.
But surely I can ask you, who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Ma'am, you need to understand. If we are the wrong persons, we can search it on to the Google and we can just tell you. But you need to understand that over the line, we are not allowed to talk anything apart from the security things. So that's why I have told you all the things. If you want to talk related to the security things, you can do that. Otherwise, if you can go ahead and tell me to log your account, I can do that for you. And then in future you are going to face the problem, or the day after tomorrow you are going to face the problem, then you are not able to blame to our team or anything related to that. Because you have not any of your information, we have providing you, or we have just verified the details to you. You need to understand that.
Well, you've been fussing around for about an hour, or your team has.
Yeah.
I've been opening up all sorts of things on the computer.
Okay.
And I feel very unsafe.
Why are you just feeling unsafe? Did you provide anything to anybody? Did one of my colleague or the previous team member?
No, but I gave you full. I gave you full access to my computer. Now, if that's not giving away, you know.
You're thinking about the access, right? You're thinking about the access, this kinds of things. So, what I need to do, I need to just simply generate the security, and then I'll just remove the things, whatever you... Are you just suspicious about the any desk, I do believe, right?
Yes, I think you are now in control of my computer.
Nobody's controlled with the help of that any desk. You are getting connected to the security team, not an any individual. So let me just help you to just simply cancelling the things.
There was another time I had hackers, and I had to install something called AnyDesk. And they were able to access my computer and stuff it up, and I had to get
professional stuff. Right, you are worried about the AnyDesk, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I understand. I respect it. Now, the first thing I want to tell you, all the five fingers of your hand are not the same. So in the technology term, that is a simple thing. Everything has a merit and everything has a demerit. Like somebody it is using for the good things and somebody are using it for the bad things. So let me just tell you to remove the any desk first. So you just open the Google Chrome. You open the Google Chrome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, on that Google search panel, simply type in over there, do not, D-O.
D-O, yeah.
Do not, look at the very top, ma'am. Look at the very top. Can you just search engine, search Google, or type a URL like that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Why? I've got the other one open. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Now, type in over there, do not give any space, do not. D-O-N-O-T, do not, give, do not, D-O-N-O-T.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's spelled Donna. Yes, go on. And I missed that O.
Okay, no problem. Yep. Do not, yeah. Then do not, then type give, G-I-V-E, give, without giving any space.
Oh, without giving any space after Donna.
Yeah.
Zero, do not give.
Give, 0-1.
XYZ.
Yeah, put a dot first. After 01, you need to put a dot. Then after dot, to put XYZ. Then give a slash sign, forward slash. Then login, L-O-G-I-N, login.
Is that right?
Read the whole thing for me.
Do not give 01.xyz forward slash L-O-G-I-N.
Yeah, L-I-N. Now press the enter button, press the enter button. Oh, wait for a second. I do believe you have made a mistake. You just delete that. Delete that. Do not delete the whole thing. Delete the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, that's my mistake. Type over there A. Type over there A. Care. Yeah. A care. A. All in the lowercase.
I'm sorry. What are you saying? A or A?
A for Australia. A.
Okay.
Then care without giving any space. C A R E care. Me, M-E-E, A care yeah. me, then dot, put a dot. Then CC.
How do you spell that?
C for Charlie, C for Charlie.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
No, it's CC. After the dot. No, it's not TC, TC. It's CC. C for Charlie, C for Charlie. That's two C only.
Okay. All right. CC.
Not TC. It's CC. C for cat, C for cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now press the enter button. So it is, now wait for a second. You will get to see a page will came up. Can you see join with the code? Can you see?
Yes.
Now just give me a moment. This is the security support team. So I'm just providing you the code to secure the thing. So just give me a moment. Now put the code 91. Okay. Now did you put the code 91739?
Yes.
Now click on red arrow, press the red arrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you press the red arrow, so what has been up? Just do this. Yeah, you need to press it one more time. Press it one more time.
Nothing's happening. 91739.
Yeah. Okay, you just simply delete the code and put the code one more time. Your internet is working slow, I guess.
You want me to take the code off and put it in again?
Yeah, 91739. Then tap, give a left click on that red arrow.
Left click on the red arrow, did you say?
Yeah, left click. Left click from the mouse, not the, yeah.
Yeah, okay, done. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening? Okay, just give me a moment. Let me just check. Try to click on that.
Left or right?
Left click.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, that means your internet is working very slow. It is getting freeze. Just give me a moment. It will be coming up. Now put the code one more time. 91739.
Yep.
Now click on the arrow. Press the arrow.
Left or right key?
Left key. Nothing happening. All right. Just give me a moment. You close the Google page first. Close the Google page.
Close it.
Yeah, close that Google page properly. Because sometimes due to the network problem, your website is not working properly.
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, how do I get that thing up again now?
Okay, wait for a second. Now, open the Google one more time.
Yes. And it says, welcome, join with code 91739.
Okay. Now, click on the arrow. Press the left arrow.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Okay, that means the antivirus which you're using, it will be just generating some viruses, and that is the reason it is just blocking. So you just close that Google page first. Close that Google page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, first of all, what we need to do, we need to remove that unwanted, malicious software which you're just using, all right? So you press the start button from the bottom.
Yeah.
And type in over there on the, do you see any search? Any search over there at the bottom?
No.
Okay, you don't see? Wait for
I can see any desk.
No, not the any desk. We need to remove that Avast Securities which is getting expired, alright? So just give me a moment.
I'm not going to remove my Avast Securities.
No, for the time being. Because it will be generating some harmful viruses inside the device, and that's why the page is getting freezing again and again. That is the reason. So for the time being, we need to just freeze that.
Oh, that's right. And there's something else I'm not happy about.
Like, what, madam? I'm not understanding. What is
taking,
the reason
here? Taking off my men's security, even temporary.
We are not taking anything. We are just simply putting in pause for a while so that we can just enable the firewall security. And then we can just upgrade that Avast one more time onto your device.
I am so tired. I have been on your phone for about an hour or more.
I understand. Then how I can just simply go ahead and help you, ma'am.
Oh, in the trap down where the Prime Minister of Australia is.
Okay, just give me a moment. Give me a moment then. Just give me a moment. Let me just help you. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment then.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. And I'm going to start the security onto the computer. So if you can, any graphical scanning will be coming up, please do let me know. Now, can you see any graphical scanning is coming up?
No, look, I'm not looking anymore. I really cannot cope with this anymore. I can't do this anymore, okay?
So when should I call you back then? Why are you getting frustrated, ma'am?
It's been over an hour on the phone. You can call me back tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at what time?
8 a.m.
Sorry? At what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So what do you need to do? You leave the computer as it is because the security is running onto the computer.
Yes.
Okay. So you can just simply enjoy the day so that I'll give you a call back at 8 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your time and being patient, madam. Have a good day.
This is not. I'm going to make some eBay.
Yeah.
And someone is coming to eBay. Trying